That is our pledge to you. All right, it's all thanks to SBS Fence, portable toilet and fence hire in Sydney. Go to sbsfence.com.au. Right, let's go. So, Jimmy, when the American commentators, correspondents talk about betting odds, etc., from the US, does that mean that all the US gamblers are operating via Nevada agency, similar to what we were years ago with the Northern Territory being the only one? Rough Red at Concord, no, because there's any number of states that have started legalized sports betting. New York hasn't. It's underway. California hasn't, but some of those bigger states, and they're tumbling sort of, you know, at a rate of about 10, or maybe not quite 10 per annum. They'll get there. They'll get there. P.S. Jimmy, wow, Ash Taylor from a $1 million per annum to a train and trial with $1,000 a week. However, I've always thought that Ash would be the captain coach of the most highly overpaid slash underperforming players team in the NRL. Okay, Rough Red, your thoughts on that? Yeah, he's certainly not lived up to the hype for whatever reason. If Qantas became the major sponsor of the Dolphins, they could be called the Qantas Dolphins. They could, like the Australian swim team, I think is what you're getting at there. No name on that one. Junior Smithy says, afternoon, Jimmy. I think the name for the new team should be the Moreton Bay Two-Headed Dolphins. Yeah, Junior Smithy, just be careful on that. By the way, it's going to be the Dolphins. Nothing else. Not Moreton Bay, not Sunshine Coast, nothing, not North Brisbane, not North East Brisbane or anything like that, just the Dolphins. And as a Brown supporter in the NFL, nobody mentions Baker Mayfield as a top-line QB. No, well, I don't think he's top 10. I don't think he's top 10. There's a lot of very good ones. Junior Smithy. Spanky from Helensburg. This is good. Spanky from Helensburg Pub. So he's enjoying time getting out and about. Jim, nice to see the Crushers version 2 back in the NRL. But the NRL should be laying the groundwork for the 18th team. I would have let two Brisbane teams in and got ready for 19 and 20 in 2028. Love, Spanky. Thank you, Spanky, from the Helensburg Pub. Sounds good. Sounds good. Hey, Jimmy, do they need to have a location-specific name? Can they just run with the Dolphins? No name on that, but that's exactly what they're doing. Daniel from Prairiewood says, Jimmy, with the NRL expanding to 17 teams from 2023, seeing the total number of regular season games go from 192 to 204, an additional 12, generating an extra $100 million in broadcast revenue, 18 teams will surely see double that. Content drives revenue. The game needs to recoup as much revenue as the significant losses it's taken during the past two pandemic-affected seasons. Talent might be thin initially, but greater participation and pathways to the NRL will address that long term. Grow and think big. Daniel from Prairiewood. I would actually go this way, Daniel. If I'm expanding the number of teams, I would be reducing the number of rounds, the number of games per team, and then it allows you to do other content that is not locked into 24 games for each team. I think if you got to 22 games for each team, so you take away that argument, oh, there's so much football and they need a rest and all that sort of thing. That's, I think, something that the NRL could think about. 206 says, Jimmy, the best 5'8 halfback at the Bulldogs is Trent Barrett. And he says, P.S., Harry pushes up the average age demographic. Yeah. Well, I was talking about that earlier, what our demographic was here on afternoons on 1170 SEN. Hey, Jimmy, I love watching the NRL live, then coming home and watching the game on TV. This is Live v Lounge that we've been talking about throughout the course of today. Great to get the atmosphere at the game, but you miss a lot at the ground. That's from Shane. That's a good one. So there you go. You're doubling up. Bit of both there. Hi, Jimmy, I love watching golf in person. Betting better than yawn bowls. That's from Darren at Concord. Be careful, Darren. I've been called out on social media about me having a go at bowls a little bit earlier, so just need to be careful of that. Hey, Jimmy, as a long-suffering West Tigers fan, I'm seriously contemplating jumping ship and having a fresh start with this new Queensland team. Get a bit of joy and excitement in my life. Could I just pretend that I'm new to the game and play dumb when asked what I'm going to be doing by mates? It's something George Costanza could pull off, but maybe it's beyond me. Up the Tigers, Steve from Russell Lee. Stick solid, Steve. Tiger Tim's coming. Jim, do you think clubs in the future would build two centres of excellence to get advantage over other clubs who only have one? That's a G-up, surely. Surely. McHugh's given us a name there. No, I can't read that out, McHugh, and I can't read the next one out. Thank you very much, McHugh there. Afternoon, Jimmy. Love for motorsport and enjoy going to Newcastle and Sydney Motorsport Park. But I don't do Bathurst. Prefer to watch that at home. Big G, good on you, Big G. Yeah, let us know what you like watching at home, what you like watching at the ground. Jim, what is the highest a female cricketer can earn if they play all forms and all competitions? 206 is asking. I think around about the 250 mark. I think roughly 250. That might be a little bit light on if you're talking about generating income away from that. Jimmy, I'm a keen Bulldog supporter. Just before the 1 p.m. news, there was a caller concerned about our number seven going forward. I would give Bailey Biondiotto first choice with Avarillo on the bench. Any injuries in the backs, and Burton can cover with Avarillo going to six. He can also come in for injuries to hooker, as Biondiotto can cover nine. Problem solved. Give us the trophy now, Bulldog Bob. Very, very optimistic, Bulldog Bob. I like that. I do like that. We've got a caller on the line. Were we going to call her on the line, or we're going to run out of time? I'll tell you what we'll do. We have the North Queensland Cowboys. What about the South Queensland Dolphins? Kevy 07. No, I don't think they're going to do that, Kevy 07. And then we get this. McHugh says, I really thought they would have brought the two Brisbane sides in. One to play on Thursday night, free-to-wear. One to play on Friday night, free-to-wear. And one Sunday afternoon, free-to-wear. Don't worry about all the other clubs. They haven't for 20 years. They've just favoured the Broncos. Might as well favour them as well. Thank you, McHugh. Thank you, McHugh. We'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We'll try and get to our caller there, but we've got to wrap things up because we've got Drive with Joel and Fletch coming up. Stick around. That was the text line there, courtesy of SBS Fence. For temporary fence and toilet hire, head to sbsfence.com.au. Sydney's number one.